USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements, which stops them from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. That's about 30 million people. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they will not be enforced. Pro-business groups are expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. Trump himself claims the trial is an effort to subvert his political campaign by tying him up in court all the time. USA's John Schaefer with more.
After the second day of testimony, former President Trump is challenging the legitimacy of his trial.
The case is a sham, and it shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted.
Trump alleges that the trial is orchestrated by President Biden to hinder him from campaigning. Earlier, prosecution witness David Pecker, the former head of the National Enquirer, claimed that he directed payments through Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress a story about an alleged affair with a Playboy model.
Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the country. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's, as they call it, violations of international law and Palestinian rights. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to stop the protests now.
We should address this while it is just a spark.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
U.S. prosecutors have charged four Iranians in connection with a hacking campaign aimed at American federal agencies and sensitive data from defense contractors. According to an indictment unsealed in the Southern District of New York, the targets included the U.S. State and Treasury Departments, along with over a dozen companies. The hacking occurred between 2016 and 2021 and impacted more than 200,000 devices containing sensitive or classified defense info. Political commentator Tucker Carlson is being blamed for stoking anti-Ukrainian sentiment against Western interests. That accusation from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Tucker Carlson, who in my opinion ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
The Senate set to pass a sweeping foreign aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Kyiv on a bipartisan basis. It's quite a rare reason, but it saved a Belgian man from a DUI charge. USA's John Schaefer.
A Belgian man suffering from auto-brewery syndrome, a rare condition causing his body to produce alcohol, is being acquitted of drunk driving. His lawyer told Reuters it's another unfortunate coincidence that her client does happen to work at a brewery. According to Belgian media, the judge noted that the defendant wasn't showing symptoms of intoxication.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.